Muchas gracias. Muchas gracias, señor presidente. I have the honor to speak on behalf of the state parties of the Non-Aligned Movement and other state parties to the Biological Weapons Convention. The group underlines the importance of capacity building through international cooperation in developing capabilities for detecting, reporting, and responding to the outbreaks of infectious disease or biological weapons attack, including the areas of emergency preparedness, response, management, and mitigation. State parties should work to build capacity and reduce inequality between developed and developing countries in the life science and related technologies. We believe that all developed countries bear a special responsibility to promote international cooperation for capacity building to the benefit of developing countries in the framework of the convention, and should remove all restrictions and limitations that are contrary to the letter and spirit of the convention. The NAM and other state parties to the BWC also attach importance to promoting South-South cooperation in the field of capacity building. NAM has already proposed measures to facilitate capacity building in our previous meetings, which are still valid and relevant. While we welcome the progress made at the AIDS Review Conference and taking a step in facilitating the implementation of Article 10, a lot still remains to be done. In this regard, NAM and other state parties reaffirm their proposal for strengthening Article 10 implementations as outlined in their working papers submitted to the review conference, in particular developing an action plan for full, effective, and non-discriminatory implementation of Article 10 is crucial. We value the discussion in this intersectional program and some of the tasks identified above. We hope that this discussion will enable us to move forward towards an effective mechanism which will result in full, effective, and non-discriminatory implementation of Article 10 obligations. NAM and other state parties to the BWC, while noting that there is not a great definition on biosafety and biosecurity in the convention, emphasize the value of international cooperation in these two areas, as well as in detecting, reporting, and responding to outbreaks of infectious disease, whether naturally occurring or deliberate. Disease knows no borders, and all international efforts must be made to enable states to strengthen their capacities for detecting, reporting, and responding to outbreaks of infectious disease. From a humanitarian point of view, it is essential that developing countries receive full and timely cooperation and assistance in the form of medicine, vaccines, diagnostic, and related equipment and material for peaceful purposes as inherent in Article 10. I thank you.